Hello, my most amazing podcast family. How are y'all doing today? I pray that this week is going so incredible for you. You know what? Life is what you make it. You know, that's what I've discovered, that life is what you make it. And I think I got a good word for you today. I've just really been pondering all week, about desperation. And man, every single time I've made some really stupid decisions in my life, it was off of being desperate, right? And, you know, feeling desperate, it means basically you feel hopeless. You feel frantic. You feel doomed. You feel like you are on the brink of failure. You feel like you're giving up hope, right? And maybe your situation seems impossible. Anyone who has ever experienced desperation knows that it feels horrible. And I wouldn't wish it on anyone. You know what I'm saying? I wouldn't want to wish it on anyone, not even my worst enemy. I spent a whole lot of my life being desperate, and I needed things done now, right? And so I made a lot of wrong decisions because of it. And really, the enemy tried to make me stay really isolated because of that, made me feel like I was, you know, my problems were my prison, and allowing me to feel hopeless, and I was loyal to my mistakes. And, you know, I don't want you to feel desperate. I don't want you to feel desperate, especially when you're not. But if you're feeling desperate, I want you to feel it. Feel the desperation that you're trying to desperately ignore. Feeling your desperation is far better than ignoring it. It really is. It's far better than ignoring it. And we only get desperate about things that really matter to us, right? It's like walking through a divorce that you didn't want, and you are desperately going into stalker mode, trying to get this person just to see differently, you know, or tell you what you did wrong so that you can fix it, right? So the desperation even takes us out of character. So if we turn down the volume of our desperation, we may forget what's important in our lives, right? And so today I just want to kind of break it down for you, that just let you know that you're not crazy. You know, you're not crazy for feeling desperate. You're not crazy because you feel like you're in a funky freaking season. It's not the end of the world. I always say this, it's a season, not a sentence. Right? But a lot of times, because we ignore the desperation or we try to pack down the pain, we don't deal with what's really going on in our lives. And therefore, we carry cycles through our lives, right? Consider the common, the story of the boiling frog. And as the saying goes, if you put a frog in boiling water, it will immediately jump out. But if you gradually heat up the water, the frog won't notice and will boil to death. So if you are aware of an increasing feeling of desperation, then you may be able to take some action, like take a leap. But if you ignore your feelings, it could really be disastrous, really. It could really carry on years and years and years and years and years. And you could stay put, never trying to get out of the hot water, right? I really believe that for all of you that are just coming on, I kind of jumped right into my teaching today because I was really excited about it. But I'm Real Talk Kim. My name is Real Talk Kim. You can find out all you want to know about me on my website at realtalkkim.com. My whole world is I'm talking about these kind of things. I'm talking about failed relationships. I'm talking about getting free from divorce, getting free from betrayal, getting free from people walking out of your life. I'm constantly talking about dealing with what you're feeling and not staying stuck there. And so y'all can find out all you want to know. You can even get my mentorship program, Real Talk Kim Mentorship Program, the RTK Inner Circle, by just going to innercircle.realtalkkim.com, or you can download my free app. My app, just go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, just search for Real Talk Kim Go, and on my app, on your phone, you find everything. I mean, my notifications 2 times a day comes out to you of encouragement. You can find my YouTube channel there. You can find my podcast channel there. You can find out declarations and motivations and prayers on there. You can find out about my inner circle on there. You can stay connected to me on my store, everything. So just go download my free app. So here's the fear of leaping that we think about a lot. The fear of leaping. You know, it seems like we get into desperate situations because the choices that we have to make to get out of them, right? They seem equally scary or really even unpleasant. I'm desperate to get a better job, but the thought of working harder, facing interviews, going back to school, you know, to get a better degree seems just as bad. I'm desperate to be in a relationship, but the thought of asking someone out or being vulnerable or possibly facing rejection seems worse. So we stay stuck, right? It's the fear of the unknown. The fear of the unknown begins to outweigh the pain of the known. Ooh, that's powerful, ain't it? The fear of the unknown begins to outweigh the pain of the unknown. My situation is lousy, but hey, maybe it's because better is out there. Maybe it's better than the unknown alternative, right? I hate my job, but if I leave, maybe my next job will be worse. It may be that the fear of the unknown or the uncomfortable actions that you are trying to avoid are causing you to ignore your desperation. Could it be? If your desperation doesn't exist, then you don't have to do any of those unpleasant things. So you tell yourself that it doesn't really bother you that your spouse treats you badly, so that you don't have to face leaving or working on it. So basically, you fool yourself into thinking that you are happy to be watching TV every night so that you don't have to learn to be more social. But really, unfortunately, denial only works for so long. And guys, you're going to be faced with the problem and the feeling of desperation again. I always say this, stop running from things that aren't chasing you, right? Stop running from things that aren't chasing you. So what happens when leaping is better than boiling? If you allow yourself to really feel your desperation about something, it's painful, but it can be better. It may be painful, but it can make the alternative seem much less terrible, right? If you allow yourself to really feel your desperation about something, it's painful, yeah, but it can make the alternative seem much less terrible. Like when I weighed career failure against uncomfortable business calls, those calls became much easier. Still uncomfortable, but important enough to get me through it. You see what I'm saying? So when I weighed being alone for the rest of my life against the anxiety of dating, I pushed myself to step out of my comfort zone and flirt, right? I put myself in scenarios where I was available, right? So this is the thinking that helps people overcome addiction. It isn't until a person truly faces their despair, acknowledges the wreckage that the addiction is causing in their lives, that they really have the power to face what they have to do and get the help they need. See, it's reality versus fear, right? You can't have fear and faith. So you got to make up in your mind, number one, you got to face the fear of leaping, right? That frog will jump out if it jumps into extremely hot water, but the more it's in there and you turn the heat up, it dies because it stays in and doesn't realize it's getting heated, right? So face the fear of leaping. And when leaping, then you got to realize that leaping is better than boiling. And then the third thing that I want to say is never stop leaping. Never stop leaping. There's no guarantee that the next thing you jump to isn't going to be worse than your current situation. But going unconscious to your current situation, like ignoring your desperation, that's not the answer. Drinking away your desperation is not the answer. Staying in that toxic relationship is not the answer. If your next situation, right, is worse, if your next situation is worse, then you can always leap again. I hope to God y'all getting this teaching today, because it is so good. We're always running from things that aren't chasing us. If the next situation is worse, then you can always leap again. Yeah, it would be lovely to have the guarantee that every choice you make would bring immediate positive results. But sometimes you have to make a series of choices to get to where you want to go, right? It would be lovely to have the guarantee that every choice you make would bring immediate positive results. But sometimes you have to make a series of choices to get to where you want to go. That means you have to leap from rock to rock to get to the other side of the river, right? So I'm suggesting, right, that you shouldn't be quiet about what you're walking through. You shouldn't think you're not worthy enough. And the thing that I've really found in life is that most people that stay stuck is people that don't feel they're worth the fight. Maybe your ex cheated on you and left you, and now you're feeling like you weren't worth fighting for. Maybe it's a series of rejection. Maybe your dad rejected you, and now this man's rejected you, and then this man's rejected you. Or maybe it was that your mom was overbearing, and now you find yourself with a wife that is so overbearing, and a mom, and they fight each other all the time. And instead of speaking up, you've just gone quiet. Right? Thoreau said, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. Gosh. And I'm suggesting that you shouldn't be quiet about it. You got to turn up the volume so that you hear clearly what it is that's important to you. Right? There's no reason to despair. Where there is life, there is hope. It's almost like that man, I run into this a lot because I'm a pastor at Limitless Church, and I also am a mentor in the RTK Inner Circle, and I encounter a lot of especially men that have just gone quiet. Instead of facing and sitting down and communicating, their wife is just such a nagger, or, you know, their wife never is happy, they never can do anything to make her happy, so now they just go quiet. Or that wife that has just gone quiet because her husband is just bound to cheat for the rest of their lives. And in order to keep their relationship together, for their kid's sake, she just puts up with it. And so now you're living in despair because you won't face what's going on. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of times that desperation is a sign that God is telling you, face it. Face what you're feeling. Face that feeling of despair so that I can help you get out of it, right? Desperate. Desperate to get free. You know, desperate to move forward. Desperate to not feel this way. One thing that you've got to know is things will get better. Things are going to get better. You hear me? Right? Things are going to get better. If you are feeling desperate or down or full of pain right now, get free. I want to finish this off today with a letter I read about comfort. It's called Take My Hand. Take my hand if you are desperate. Just take my hand. You don't have to believe anything. Just take my hand. Listen, it will all work out. And this is God talking to you. It will all work out. It is all going to work out. It has before, and it will work out again. It always has, and it will again. Whatever it is that has you feeling desperate, it will pass. Nothing lasts as it is. Everything subsides, even pain, especially pain. Stay with me. Take my hand. That's what I need when I'm desperate. And I've had serious moments of desperation in my life, more than a few. Take my hand. Please stay with me. We are in this life together. All of us has someone betrayed them before. Maybe someone has betrayed you or threatened you now. That's happened to me. Once really badly, I forgave that person only to have that person betray me again. I know. Fool me once. Have you done something that's gotten you in trouble? Well, who hasn't? Are you desperately worried about someone you love? That's especially hard because you have so little control. Whatever your situation, you do have me, this voice, at least right now. You also have everyone else in the world. It's just pretty hard to feel their presence sometimes. Pain isolates us, but everyone else is out there in some way pumping positive energy your way. One day, science will prove exactly how. They are all there. And they are with us always. Things will get better. Take that to the bank. You sure don't need theories or slogans. I Googled feeling desperate and got a lot of sites with solutions. Usually for a fee, once you entered and scrolled down a bit, right? Biblical scriptures, literary references to books like The Little Prince of Jonathan Livingston Seagull. Those books are wonderful, wonderful books, but you need something more immediate right now, like a guarantee. Who doesn't love a guarantee? I can guarantee you this. If you hang in there, things will get better. Pain passes, humiliation passes, loss passes, death takes and then subsides, betrayal passes. If I knew exactly what was bothering you, Maybe I could offer better help, but maybe I don't need to know. Because feeling desperate at its core is pretty much the same regardless of the cause. I'm still here. I'm not going anywhere. Things will get better. Just hang in there. Get angry at me if you like to. When I feel desperate, I often get angry at the people who tell me things will get better. How could they possibly know? It makes me mad. But it also what I want to hear because it's what I want to believe. Life is hard for us all. The good thing is it's not hardest on all of us at the same time. So when one of us is more or less okay, we can help offer hope to those who are in the depths. It's how we get each other through. The key is each other. Each other. See, we are the key. That's not a theory. It's a fact. You know it. I know it. We've all been in the depths. If you were there now, I can tell you, I've been there too. Now I have your hand. Maybe then you had mine. So we can't be all that far apart, if you get what I mean. Being human keeps us close. We all have to play by the same rotten rules. Age, suffer, and die. Lose everything, lose everyone. Maybe not everything. As long as someone has hope, there is hope. And as long as there is hope, desperation will subside. Hope. 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 Please allow for hope. Don't block it. It will come if you don't block it out. When I'm desperate, the worst moments are when hope all of a sudden vanishes. And all I can see are the very worst outcomes. It's like a cloud blocks out the sun, and my world just goes dark. It's just a feeling that overcomes me with no warning. In periods when I'm living in fear, sorrow, or danger, my world goes dark. But sooner or later, the cloud does move on. Thank God. And the sun, such as it is, returns. I say, such as it is, because in those periods, even the sun doesn't restore me completely. It's a cliche, but still, it's true. Life is all about ups and downs. Thank God the downs don't last forever. And I guess it's just as well. The ups don't either. If you're in a down, please let me be with you. Think about me, a person, Real Talk Kim, a person you don't know, talking to you right now, a person who's been very down, but who right now, at least, I got hope. Think about me, just trying to get next to you in spirit to pump in some of the hope you don't feel right now. Hope is a potent force. When I'm desperate, what I need more than anything is hope. Desperate basically means out of hope, full of fear, but no hope. Take my hand. Now let me transfuse some of my hope into you. Just hold tight. It comes through naturally, just like it did when you gave it to me back then. Even if you can't hold my physical hand, which you can, of course, because you are reading and listening to this or hearing this, and you don't know me, maybe from Adam, maybe you're in my RTK inner circle, maybe you go to my church, maybe you do know me, but you're just listening to me right now. even so, you can still feel as if you are holding my hand through my words. These are words of hope. They are hard-earned words. I won't tell you all the troubles I've seen, but I've seen many. And I've been places where I felt nothing but fear, where I felt no hope at all. Let me hold you now. It will work out. It always has, and it always will. I promise you. Friends, today, my family, my podcast family, listen, take my hand. Lord, I just thank you today that you are just flowing through these airwaves, that my friends are listening to this podcast. Maybe someone's listening today that's never listened before. Maybe someone's listening today that feels like they just want to die. Maybe there's someone listening today that's finding themselves in a place of having to start all over again. God, today, instill hope from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Give them joy. Just supernaturally, let them feel like they got a shot of joy. Because that's who you are. You're an awesome, awesome God. Do what you've done in me. If we can just hold on to hope, nothing is impossible. At 36 years old, I was in a place of feeling so hopeless. Had to move back in with my mom and dad at 36 years old with my two sons. Couldn't buy cheese with my credit. Ended up staying there for 5 years, living in a little bitty 10 by 10 bedroom. But God, at 40 years old, I found my way to a new life in you. Wrote my very first book at 42 years old. Didn't even start this podcast till I was 46 years old. And look what you've done in my life, God. I've written 5 books, just turned 49. Pastor in the greatest church on the planet here in Fayetteville, Georgia. And all of these things you've done for me, I want you to do even greater for my friends. Give them hope today to get up and allow a new day to arise. Break off the habits of us living in our past, thinking our past is the greatest that our lives would ever be, because that's a lie from the pit of hell. Our past are our past, and our future's the greatest because it's what we make it. So today, I speak Jeremiah 29:11 over my friends. You know the plans that you have for us. Plans to bless us and not harm us. Give us a future and a hope. And then I speak Amos 9:13 over my friends today. It won't be long now. God's decree said things are about to happen so fast that our heads are about to spin. Blessing upon blessing, we won't even be able to keep up. Thank you, God, for the surge of excitement that is going throughout these podcast airwaves. We're seeing a better day starting right now. Romans 8:28 said you're working all things together for our good, the bad, and the ugly, and the great. I thank you today that we're feeling like we're having a whole surprise party happening in our lives. Even though things may not change in the natural, they're changing in us. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Podcast family, I love you so much, and I am so thankful that God connected you to me. I am so thankful that you came across this podcast today, and I know that I'm going to get emails and messages of how it shifted your heart posture and that today was the trajectory shift you needed to walk into your future. In Jesus' name. I love y'all so much. Remember, stay connected to me by going to realtalkkim.com or go download my free app. Go to your Google Play Store, your Apple Store, and just search for Real Talk Kim Go. Every day, I send you out inspirational text to get you going. You can stay connected to my YouTube channels where I will preach you and talk to you Every Tuesday and Wednesday, I have prayer call at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on all of my social pages. All of this is connected to my free app, Real Talk Kim Go. Go get my books on my website today. Shut Hell Up was my latest book. It will bless you. RealTalkKim.com. I sign all of those books just for you. I also have an incredible amount of merch that is the greatest merch on the planet. Super soft, God's Girl, Game Changer sweats, Too Holy to Handle sweats, t-shirts, Hell Shaker shirts. Prophesy your way by wearing it on your body. I love you so much, and your best is yet to come. Thank you today for giving me a good review on this podcast if it blessed you. Go give me 5 stars and let other people that don't even know who Real Talk Kim is, let them know that my podcast will bless your life. Thank you for subscribing today to stay in my world. I love you so much. Get in my mentorship program. I will do this for you every single day. Go to innercircle.realtalkkim.com. Be a part of my world. Let me help you get unstuck. See you next week, guys. Love you. Share this with a friend. Love you bunches. Bye-bye.